plug into the minds of the world's cutting-edge innovators, visionaries, and thought leaders who are rewriting the rules of sales and success. It's your time to make an impact. I am your host, Jason Mark Campbell, and this is the Selling with Love podcast. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Selling with Love podcast. This is your host, Jason Mark Campbell. Now, I have a little different episode than what you're used to for today, and it comes with some exciting changes that I want to bring onto the show. See, we've been running this for almost 3 years, and we're getting very close to 300 episodes on the Selling with Love podcast. Super excited about all the guests that we've brought on, and we're trying to see how do we best serve you, the community of watchers, who are joining regularly, seeing some new insights being shared by experts twice a week. And one of the things that we were deciding on, and the whole team had a conversation about, is what would it look like if we'd actually start releasing one interview a week, and the second slot that we release episodes usually, I get to share a bit more ways to apply concepts from the episode you just heard and going deeper into the Selling with Love methodology. We want to make this shift so we can continue to bring the best guests to the show who are openly sharing the best of their ideas and be able to bring you some different insights at the same time. So one of the first things I want to announce is that we'll be releasing one interview every Tuesday morning Eastern Time. And on Thursday, I'll be coming to share a concept where you can directly apply it into your business, which is usually going to be a little shorter than your interviews. So that way you can look forward to one new piece of content with a guest every week and a short digest on your Thursdays. With that being said, we're also very excited about some of the updates we've done with the Selling with Love group, where we've massively updated what we call the Selling with Love Challenge. Now, this challenge is really amazing because it gives you the clarity that you'll be looking to have when you particularly get started in business and you want to find out who you're working with. And I'm going to dissect a little more about one of the concepts we speak about in the challenge, which is the one that I work with people on a one-on-one basis the most, because when you get this right, this is really what tips the scales into finding an abundance of people that are excited to work with you. And this is what I'm going to share more about today. Now, the challenge itself is something that we're getting excited to put together and make release for everyone. Yet, for those of you who are listening to the podcast as regular listeners, we're going to do something very special. We're going to pick 10 people that we're going to give access to the challenge. But not only that, we're actually going to have a live training for everyone who signs up. And these 10 people are going to get mentorship with me personally as we go and review the work that you've done with the challenge. If you want to be a part of these people, simply go to sellingwithlove.com/challenge. That's sellingwithlove.com/challenge. You'll see a link in the show notes. And if you're one of the 10 people who sign up, you'll be getting a direct message from me. And then we're going to actually help you gain the clarity and focus that you need in your business to be able to scale. Now, where does this all come from? This is one of the chapters in the Selling with Love book, which is all about love the client. Now, for those of you who haven't read the book, know that the Selling with Love methodology comes with 5 loves: loving the impact, the client, the product, the process of selling, and the self. And when we speak about loving the client, what's really important to know here is how you need to work at understanding the client and being very clear on who that client is. If you've listened to the podcast interview we just had with Rory Vaden, he was very clear on how we need to look at one problem that we solve for a specific individual. And so too many times when we get started, we decide to say, okay, if I'm going to be, let's say, a coach or a consultant, I'll decide that I will work with anyone that I can help. And so if anybody walks through the door, I'm ready to help them. And although that comes with the best of intentions, because, you know, we don't want to discriminate and we want to make sure that the methodology that we apply can serve people from different age groups, genders, regional locations, our methodology usually can solve many problems. But it's the way that we communicate, the way that it needs to be heard by the people that feel like what you offer is different than anything else that is out there. See, if your offer is there to serve the masses, then it will sound quite generic and not specific to solve the problems of the people you're trying to work with. For example, if I would decide that I do sales training, I now compete with every single sales training that is offering these kinds of services for anybody. But if I say I'm designing a sales training product for people that struggle making their first sales, who have just gotten their certification in a particular coaching methodology and have that hesitation and struggle when it comes to sales, and might find themselves being around 42 years old, typically women who might be at the crux of a career change and coaching seems to be the next step in their journey, yet that sales element is what holds them back. Now I start to be specific. So every time I do this exercise in the challenge is something we actually do. And the first question we ask about loving the client is, who are they? Who's your client? If you haven't done that exercise before, I want you to listen to this and think, who is it that you serve? And you might have a brief description. It might be a detailed description, but the majority of people I encounter start with a very broad description. It might just be any woman in their 40s or any man in his 30s or any entrepreneur or any coach out there. And you'll know that you're at a very broad level when you're targeting, when it usually starts with any. And what you want to get to is specifically. And so when I do this exercise, you start by thinking, okay, who do I serve from the broad spectrum? But you want to ask the follow-up question. And this is, if you had to be more specific, what could you filter? Now, it's very easy when you first do this exercise to think that what you could specify is maybe where they are emotionally in their life, which is a great start. It's not something that's to be undervalued, but you also want to start thinking more about what could you filter demographically based on income, based on age, based on gender, based on industry, based on position, if they're within a career. Are they managers, specialists, engineers? Are they in finance, marketing, sales? And what's really beautiful when you actually take the time to pick what would be a perfect client. And I always add this caveat. Say you just got started and you haven't made sales, so you don't have existing clients to think back and say, you know what? Those were the most amazing clients that I worked with. Maybe I should find more people like that. See, for those who have made their first sales and have these amazing clients they work with, you could think, how could I get 100 more of exactly that kind of client? Would that make me happy about running my business? And if that's a hell yes, then that's usually a target market you want to start playing with. And you can be inspired by getting curious about that individual, having conversations with them, interviewing them, asking them what made them buy. Why are they excited about this program? What's the transformation they experience? What had they tried before discovering your work? Those are all important market research questions you should ask if you already have an amazing client you work with. Now, say you're at the beginning stages and you don't have a client. Play the magician and wave the magic wand. Think about the perfect client you could work with. And some of the qualifications you might want to ask yourself when you have this question is, number one, who are people you can actually help transform? That what you bring as an impact is truly going to help that target market. Second is, if you had a choice, you might as well pick people that are fun to work with. And that fun could come from the transformation itself, but easy to work with often ends up being more fun to work with as well. And third, which is the one that maybe the more interesting one to ask, is, are they capable of buying your product and service at the price point that you're planning to sell it? Because see, if I do a sales training for someone, let's say I'm making less than $50,000 a year, and I charge $5,000 for my training, that becomes 10% of their total income, might be quite the pinch. Yet if I go into an organization generating millions of dollars a year, and I can offer for $5,000 a chance to optimize and increase their sales by 3-5%, that generates into so much more impact that it becomes easier for them to afford my product and service. And so you want these three criteria to be in place. Who would be actually getting transformation from me, fun to work with, and are capable of buying my product and service? And you can take guesses at this point by imagining what that type of person would be doing as a job, as a career. How many employees do they have? How much annual revenue are they generating? Depending if you're working with consumers or businesses. Now, once you've taken that first stab at figuring out who you could potentially target, the number one task you want to be doing is having conversations with people that may fit that profile. And the more conversations you can have, the better you can start to adjust. I know early in my journey, I was trying to define, who exactly do I work with? Is it coaches? Is it self-employed? Is it creatives? And I've been having conversations on a one-on-one basis with so many different people within these groups to refine my message, to understand them better, and to understand myself, who do I love working with the most? And so with that, I want to remind you, if you haven't listened to the Rory Vaden episode, which is the episode released just before this content, amazing conversation about how do you break through the wall of obscurity from where you are out there pushing, reaching out and working, staying focused on having those conversations. What I've just shared with you right now is one of the powerful exercises you could do at the start, which is getting a very specific group you can go and speak to, and then trying to initiate as many of these conversations with these people as possible. And here's the kicker. The more specific you get, the more you can find them easily. Using tools like LinkedIn, and in my challenge, I show examples exactly on how to do this. You can find groups, you can find individuals, you can filter, you can actually start reaching organizations that already serve that type of person and find where they're hanging out. And the final thing that you'll really want to ask yourself when you're going to be reaching out and that you're going to be starting this business is, what will make you the perfect person to serve them? Again, referring to the last episode with Rory, remember, if you are serving people that are at a place that you were before and you've overcome that challenge, they might just be the perfect client avatar for you to start with. I hope you've enjoyed this format for the episode. I really want to make sure that we're not just blindly consuming content, but that when you're listening to this in a most efficient way, that you get to apply what we are learning on the Selling with Love podcast. This is why I'm excited to bring now, moving forward, one episode a week, and we get to apply that content on the second episode. If you're enjoying this, make sure, if you are part of the LinkedIn community already, let me know your feedback on this episode, if you're able to apply this. And again, once you've picked it, go and find your people, reach out to them. And as I've mentioned at the beginning, we are running a contest for the first 10 people who would love to get to participate in the Selling with Love Challenge and have a live training where we're going to help you define this exactly who you serve with my coaching, directly holding your hand and walking you through the steps. Go to sellingwithlove.com/challenge. And as one of the first 10 people, I will look forward to working with you, supporting you, and making sure that you go out there making that impact. And of course, keep selling with love. I am your host, Jason Mark Campbell, and this is the Selling with Love podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.